This is BeWay News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A majority of the members of the Minneapolis City Council say they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state has launched a civil rights investigation after Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in a city park Sunday and vowed to end the department under the current system. The council president, Lisa Bender, says that she and other council members are committed to ending policing as we know it. Minnesota launched a civil rights investigation of the department last week, and the first concrete changes came Friday when the city agreed to ban chokeholds and neck restraints. A more complete remaking of the department is likely to unfold in coming months. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says failed police practices, inequality, and decades worth of anguish have fueled the nationwide protests following the recent deaths of unarmed black women and men, including George Floyd. He, along with his wife Michelle, delivered speeches during YouTube's Dear Class of 2020 virtual ceremony. Their duo, along with a star-studded lineup, including Beyonce, Lady Gaga, and Tom Brady, offered inspirational messages in the hopes of uplifting the new graduates. The former president told graduates that the coronavirus shined a light on a plethora of America's ongoing issues. Michelle Obama said the ongoing protests following George Floyd's death are a direct result of decades of unaddressed prejudice and inequality. Mitt Romney marched in a protest against police mistreatment of minorities in the nation's capital, making him the first Republican senator to do so. Romney, who represents Utah, posted a tweet showing him wearing a mask as he walked with